Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Monday, November 10th, 2014, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host, wishing you the bestest Monday ever, and I thank you for listening today. I hope all is wonderful in your world, and if not, I hope you are working with all your might to get all the way there. All it takes is an all-out effort, and you will be amazed at all of the amazing things that can happen. And that's not all. And why am I emphasizing all so much? Well, because I want you to take a minute and look in the mirror. What do you see? I'll tell you what you see. Keep looking. You'll see a person that's all that. That's right. You really are all that. With a huge, humongous, giant-sized, universal side helping of all that. Yes, you are all that, and you are fabulous. And if you are yet and still not convinced, keep looking and stay tuned, because my guest today is one of the queens of fabulousness. Yes, she is the CEO of the Public Speakers Association. She teaches speaking and how to make it profitable. She also has a signature program on your fabulousness, and we'll talk about all that with her today. Please welcome my special guest to the Foxology stage, Tanya Hoffman. Good morning, Miss Fabulousness.
How are you? Right back at you.
I'm doing fabulous.
That's what it's all about, right?
That's exactly right. So glad to have you. It's been a while since I had you on the show, and I'm just so glad to have you back. I'm always so excited with all my guests because I know the busy lives that we all lead, and to take the time to be with me today and share yourself with my audience just means a whole bunch. So thanks a million. Well, let's get people familiar with you, those that have not heard your voice and all about you. Let's get them in the loop with the wonderful things you're doing, Tanya. You are the CEO of the Public Speakers Association. So let's start there as one of the fabulous things that you do.
Yeah, it's incredible when you can go out and change lives. Every single day, meet so many incredible people, and then make a nice living at it. And I love showing people how to do that.
Yes, of course. So tell us about the Public Speakers Association.
Well, I created it January of 2013 is when we launched, and now we're really running across the United States and Canada, about to open up different parts of the world. Because, you know, one of the things I started seeing, I got frustrated. When I get frustrated, I figure somebody else has to be frustrated because I love diversity and I hate elitism. And one of the things that I kept finding out in the speaking world is people that were drawing people in on a fantasy, fluffy cloud talk, you know, to get them all excited, but not giving them the reality of what it really takes to go out and change lives and make money doing it. And speaking is one of the most fabulous things to ever do. And believe me, I know how hard it is for most people. I always tell people I'm a recovering introvert. So I had my moments of shaking and, oh my gosh, you know. And I got through that so that I really could go and talk to a group of people and see the light bulbs come on and know that I'm making a difference in this world. And now we do it, you know, on a super stage, showing people how to do that as part of the association. We do a lot of training. We constantly are sending out speaking opportunities, you know, really just getting people's name out there and their message known, because if no one's ever heard of them, then how are they going to ever book them and for them to go change lives?
Mm-hmm. What a wonderful and fabulous project who has launched. That's great. And we'll talk a little bit later about how people can learn more about the organization and connect with you and a few of the other things that you have going that will offer some benefit and profitability to people by being a part of it. But what I really want to talk about is being fabulous, because I so believe in being fabulous, and I really believe anybody can be fabulous once they make up their minds that they've got what it takes to do that. And I know that you share that and that you are empowering people with that information. So let's start off by asking. It's, you know, of course there's always going to be people that are feeling a little bit like, you know, like you just said, sometimes it's just a big cell of information. But the truth be told, both of us really do know that fabulous is something that you can own. So let's start by talking about, let's break it down for them. So where do we start? Where do we start with telling people how to own their fabulousness?
I know it was really big for me to kind of let go of the past and look towards the future. And one of the biggest things that, because I'm not a big quote person, but I saw this quote and it just resonated with me. It said, life is not about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. And I'm like, darn, all these years I've been searching for who I should be, who I am, versus just going out and creating the person I want to become. And that was that aha moment for me to go, who is Tanya and who do I want Tanya to be? I don't care what Tanya's been in the past. I don't care what Tanya's, you know, is right now. Where do I want myself to go? And that was kind of the catalyst to go, okay, I really do want to go out and change people's lives. I have a lot of information and knowledge that I love sharing with people and helping them see reality, because for me, I can't stand those who, you know, teach things that aren't true or just, you know, can't be done. So I was like, I can't just stand back and watch people, you know, struggle. And if they're willing to step out and do something about it, I want to be there to support them. And but yet I had to get over all my own issues, you know. I had to get over having cancer. I had to get over being robbed and tied up when I was 6 months pregnant. And those are the nice things that have happened to me. So when I say I know what people go through, I do know. But it's the fears. If you don't get through your fears and understand that it's really, really does hold you back, that if you don't get through your fears, you won't be able to go out and be the person you want to be. So it really is doing a disservice to the world by, you know, hiding away your fabulousness. Because I see people all the time, and I'm amazed at who they are, and I'm amazed with their message and what they have and the knowledge that they have, things that I cannot do, things that I want them to teach me. But they're hiding themselves. They're not owning how brilliant they are and how they can change so many lives, including my own. So how dare you, if you're listening, how dare you hide yourself away from me? I am going to find you one day.
I love it. I love it. Well, there are a few questions I have within what you just shared with us. The first one is, when you said about creating yourself, of course, that's a wonderful step in the right direction. How does a person do that? When you decided you wanted to recreate who you wanted to be, what was the difference between who you were and who you see yourself becoming? So people can know, was it a matter of visualizing? Did you write it down? What did you do?
So I sat down and I took a really hard look at myself. And believe me, it was really hard to be really honest with myself and write down every fear that I had. No matter how silly it sounded, I wrote it down. And then I said, I have to get over these fears. So in 2005 and 2006, I just went after every single one of them, no matter how, you know, little or how huge it was. I just tackled it. And what happened is it got easier and easier to tackle those fears once you start realizing that the fears are all just in your head. None of the fears actually came through. Nothing that I was so worried about actually happened. So once I started propelling myself that direction, it became a lot easier. The other step was to decide, well, who is this person I want to become? And so I started looking at other fabulous people that I was running into and was networking with and got to meet. You know, I wanted to say, okay, I watched this one woman come in to a networking group, and she walked in, and everyone jumped up with big smiles and ran over to her and gave her a hug and, you know, is giving her referrals and talking to her. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. How do I do that? Not that I wanted to be her, but how do I create a stir where people look forward to seeing me? And so I started looking at, well, what does she do that is different than what I do? And the first thing that came to mind was she walked in with a smile as big as Texas and a heart as open that people felt very comfortable around her. And then a willingness to be confident, especially as a woman, I think that's one of the hardest things for us to do, is to own how that we can be confident in who we are and walk in proud to be who we are. And that was the pivotal points that really started changing who I was to see what aligns with me, what is my value proposition of my heart. And then where did I want to push myself? And believe me, it was a lot of pushing and a lot of stepping back sometimes, but still pushing forward and always taking action on those fears.
I think what a lot of people don't realize is something else very critical that you just said, Tanya, and that is that there is no just total elimination of all of the obstacles that we create or even present themselves, but you just have to keep pushing. They're there, the fears may pop up, but you just keep on pushing. And I love that you're saying that, because maybe you can speak to the fact that people think when the fears pop up again or when something happens, that means it's not going the way that it should go.
Right. Well, you know, if you look at all of the huge speakers out there, I mean, you know, we're talking big celebrities. Most of them are introverts, and most of them are very, very nervous when they step on stage. So I know for myself and for a lot of the people, those first 5 minutes, just to kind of get ramped up, you could see that the person just isn't in their game yet. And then all of a sudden the switch happens, and then they're on. It just takes a few seconds to remind yourself, because even though we get through our fears and we tackle them, they still pop up. You know, the other day I was at a huge event, and I'm the keynote speaker, for goodness sakes. And we were at a VIP, you know, kind of reception. Everyone was milling around talking. And suddenly I realized I had position myself in the corner away from everybody. And I was like, what am I doing? So I jumped out of the corner and pushed myself out and started talking and mingling and doing the things I was supposed to do. But I still have that issue because it just is a natural response. And even though we can get through our fears, doesn't mean that they're completely eliminated, but we just know how to tackle them. I know how to tackle my fears now, and it's a lot easier than it used to be.
That's great. Okay, so we've got let go of the past and your fears, tackle those fears, and look at yourself for who you want to be. So after we let go of the past, what's next in the step toward fabulousness?
You really have to allow other people to own how fabulous they are too. And for a lot of people, this is a part of their fear factor. If you don't allow others to showcase and be fabulous also, then you really have lost. So I see a lot of people that they try to push everybody else around them down to make them feel like they're elevating up. And it does not work that way. If you go out and you inspire others, half the job's already done. Really, you know, if you're speaking in front of a crowd, if you're just speaking one-on-one with someone, you know, if you're trying to sell them a lipstick or, you know, a coaching package or whatever, you have to inspire them that you're the person that's going to be fabulous along with their fabulousness, that you're not going to take away from their fabulousness. And so for me, it's a true joy of mine, and I've done it for so many years and didn't realize that's really what I was doing, is just telling people that they're amazing at what they're doing. And I don't care how mundane it is. It could be the person serving you, you know, your, you know, sandwich at the restaurant. It could be the person checking you out of the grocery store. It does not matter who they are. Tell people that they're doing a great job and that you appreciate their time and their effort. So pat people on the back, because most of the time, most people have never been told that they're fabulous. Most people have never been told that they're amazing. And so don't you think that if you stood out and told somebody that, that you would stand out in their mind? Oh, yeah.
That's wonderful, wonderful advice. And I like that a whole lot, too, because you know, I think we forget that there really is enough of the pie for everybody. I think we often feel like if we give away too much of anything, that's going to make less of it for us. But, you know, this whole idea of sharing what you know and giving praise and appreciation is kind of like the breaking of the fish and the loaves in the Bible. You know, there's always going to be a whole lot more left, you know, for everybody. So I am in such agreement with that. And you know, it's amazing how telling somebody that, and you're right, most people haven't heard it, telling them they're amazing, that they're awesome, that they're fabulous, you know, ignites something in them. And they never forget you. Those words are stuck, and it could be the catalyst to the next level that they really needed to go to. So what's next? Okay, let go of the past, allow others to be showcased, and then what?
Well, you do have to step up. You know, I see incredible people all the time that hide away, and they don't take action. So if you don't take action, no action will happen. And for me, I look at it as, you know, I was given this life of mine to create positive movements, positive reactions. And every time I don't go do something in that respect, I'm doing something against my purpose. So, you know, for whoever is listening, whatever your belief is, you know, if it's God or if it's a higher being, whatever it is, you are being shined on. So if you're not shining, what are you waiting for? So step out and do something crazily frightful today. You know, if it's creating a video that you put up on YouTube, it's if it's coming on, you know, the Cyril Ray Fox show, if it's, you know, if it's speaking in front of a group, if it's just reaching out and calling somebody, you know, a lot of people, even when I'm speaking in front of a group, you know, I tell everybody, come up and say hi. And so many people, you just see the fear to come up and say hello. And I'm like, really? Because I am not that scary. So, but it's their own inhibitions. You know, it's keeping them away. So I have no fears of picking up the phone and calling somebody. I don't care how big of a celebrity they are, because all they have to do is say no. All they have to do is not answer. But what if they do? What if they say they want to do some work with you? What if they want to help, you know? And then stop trying to make everything happen a certain way. And all those people out there that are perfectionists, I know this is going to be the hardest thing for you, is letting go that you don't need to have your entire life planned out. Because I see too many people that are walking and driving along a beautifully paved concrete road. You know exactly where you're going to end up. But, oh, my gosh, you have missed some of the biggest opportunities and the most exciting opportunities on those little side streets that, yes, they may be rocky, and, yes, they may have potholes, but you wind up in the most gorgeous sceneries that you'll ever see because you went off the beautiful paved concrete road. And I want to encourage everyone to get off that concrete road and try something that, yes, it's a little scary, but, oh, you, the things you're going to learn and the people you're going to meet and the things you're going to do will blow your mind. You have no idea where it's leading you.
That's true. And I just want to share a little something about what you just said about calling anybody, because I don't have that fear either. You know, I learned years ago, people are either going to say yes or no, or are you crazy? Why are you calling me? And you got to be ready for any of that. But just recently, and I'm sharing this because, you know, I haven't shared the entire thing with the public, but I'm going to do a press release on it before very long. But I am soliciting gifts for a project called the Silver Bells Project, where I am putting together gift bags for shelter residents for the Christmas holiday. And so I wanted to have something from a cosmetic company. And I decided that I was going to call one of the biggest, most legendary ones around. Ask for, you know, them to put something in the gift bag. And so I contacted them. Of course, you know, if I had said I was you know, Vivica Fox or Halle Berry or, you know, Angela Bassett or somebody, they'd have recognized me, but they didn't know me. And so, you know, I had to call. I bet you I called and emailed up to about 10 times because I just would not back off. I felt like these are the people I need to connect with. I need a long-term collaboration, and I wanted to be with somebody big. And long story short, they're going to be putting the gift in my gift bag this year. And they are one of the biggest, most legendary corporations in the cosmetic industry. And I'm just excited because I know it's the beginning of a wonderful, wonderful relationship. And while, you know, when I didn't hear back, when they said they'd get back to me and all of that, I just did not let that stop me. I didn't take that as a no. I'm thinking, you got to tell me no, flat out no, for me not to call you back. And so that wasn't the answer I was getting, and I thought, okay, I'm just going to keep going for it. These are the people I want. So anyway, made it happen.
Yes.
I pushed all inhibition and fear aside, and it came together. So I do, like you, encourage people to do the same as well. Well, we've got a couple of minutes left that we can go with another step in the fabulousness, or we can go right into telling people other things that you've got going. But what would you like to say as a wrap-up to the being fabulous steps in that direction?
Yeah, just go out and do something that you didn't think was possible for yourself today. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't go, oh, but my show's coming on in just a few minutes, you know. Do something that really will shock you, because once it shocks you that you're doing it, it will start being noticed by others, because they're just waiting for you to step up and do something, and so do it. You know, don't wait for someone else to wait and have you do it. Do it yourself. I never wait for something to happen. If I want something to happen, I go and make it happen.
That's what I'm talking about. I love it. Well, we've got a couple of minutes left, and I want to make sure we share with the listeners what other things you have going. So if you could take a couple of minutes to let them know your websites and some of the other things that you do.
Yes. So we've got the Public Speakers with an S Association.com. So publicspeakersassociation.com. It gives you all the information about, you know, how to start becoming a speaker. If you're already speaking a little bit, you know, how we help you get your name out there, your message out there even more. We have a virtual summit coming up on the 18th and 19th that's free for everyone to listen to. Plus, we post all the recordings. And so we'd love for people to, you know, enjoy those that 2 days of just great presentation after great presentation. We are working on the website right now, so if you go to it, you may see some, you know, not beautifulness. So we're it's always upgrades, and you know, we always are always improving. So just come back if it's not up at the moment, and it'll be up shortly after that. And then I also have my website, so it's Tonya, T-O-N-Y-A, Hoffman, and my husband's family doesn't know how to spell their last name right. So it's one S and two N's. So H-O-F, like Frank, M-A-N-N.com. And on there, you'll be able to find our TV, my TV show. So I have the Tonya Hoffman's Fabulousness TV show. And we've got great people who give great content and always something free at the end that they can enjoy. So love to talk and meet everybody. There's ways to meet me and contact me on all my websites.
Do you have a phone number you'd like to share?
Sure. If you want to reach out to me, I'd love to talk to you. It's 512-456-7163.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I want to thank you so much for being my special guest today. And I tell you, I'm feeling like I'm a little bit more all that for talking with you today. I'm pumped. I'm hyped, Tonya. So thank you very much for sharing some of your tips on how to take that fabulousness to another level. And I'm certainly knowing that you are going to do the same. So thank you for being my guest today.
I'm so honored. Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you, well, for being the most fabulous listeners on the planet. And I, you know what, please tell your social media family, social media family about Foxology today, because I want everybody to share in a little bit more fabulousness. Let's go over Tonya's points real quickly, how to take you there. Let go of the past and your fears. Allow others to be showcased in your life. Don't be afraid to tell people they're special and awesome and amazing. And then she said, step up, take some action, and one of the most important things, do something you didn't think you could, something you thought was a little impossible, and do it today. Yep, don't put it off. Do it now. I'm going to wish you the most incredible and fabulous day, and I thank you again for listening, and I'm going to look forward to talking to you again next time. Stay fabulous, people, and I'll talk to you again real soon.